Show Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to say, you want to share, you want to discuss, advice, you want it, you need it, you want to yell at us, complain, anything. 766-9370. Here's my deal today. I told you at 8 o'clock today, a very special Dog and Joe Show announcement. But my real deal is this, is I've always thought it was stupid when radio shows said, hey, tune in at this certain time for a special radio show announcement. I hate waiting. I don't wait. I'm impatient. So for the people who aren't up right now, that are going to be here at 8 o'clock, that are at the edge of their seats, that have been biting their nails all night, that stared at the ceiling and counted sheep because they could not wait, well, you don't have to if you're here right now. We're going to make the announcement now, and then we'll make it again at 8, because I think it's cool, and I'm quite upset by this. But I'll let Dana be the person that shares the big announcement.
Sorry, Joe.
I was just going to say, that's your introduction?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
No, yes. The reason he wants to talk about it right now is so he can complain after I finally announce what we're going to announce.
That's exactly right, yeah.
No,
he wants his deal to be this today. That's why.
No, this is all
about Dog.
No. You piggybacking your deal on this is just... That's just
I think this is a fantastic show
rent.
Announcement, and it's
it
long
is
overdue.
Low rent, Dana. Thank you. I didn't want to say that, but I appreciate you doing it.
Yes, it's very low rent. No, there's a lot of people that aren't going to be here, you know, at 8 o'clock. And when we do the announcement at 8 o'clock, the people here aren't going to hear it.
I mean, there is this thing that we do called podcasts every day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the podcasts, they don't know what time we do it. Those go up after the show. There's no timeline on a podcast.
But
yes, but they
there.
Will see the title of the podcast as the big announcement. And
well, we'll just say that it was at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't know. The people that are getting up right... Look at it. It's sunny out right now. Why should the people going to work right now wait till 8 for the announcement?
None of what you're doing right now makes anyone think anything differently. You're still going to complain about something here, which is why you're bringing it up.
I'm really not.
Okay. Oh, really?
I'm really not. So, Dana, do you want to do the announcement? Joe, do you want to do it, or should I do it?
I think we should let Dana do the announcement.
Okay, we'll let Dana do it. Ladies first.
So, Kenny and I are getting married.
Woo! Yeah! It's finally happening.
I wish we did Facebook Live for this video.
Don't do that symbol.
Yeah, look, I'm making the okay sign, and the index finger's going through it. Woo!
Oh, gosh.
What this means is...
How do you think I have two children?
They're putting a ring on it. That's
gross.
What this means.
She's doing the old break the circle sign.
Uh-huh.
Somebody needs to punch you in the shoulder.
What is the date, Dana?
August 4th.
August 4th, producer
22
Dana.
22 days before I give birth.
Yes.
We are so happy for you, Dana.
She is getting married August 4th, and finally, after having one bastard child.
Oh.
And cutting
it very close with the second.
Cutting it very close with the second, yes. She has finally decided to have a child, her second child, in wedlock. And deadbeat Kenny has finally...
deadbeat.
Leveled up. Deadbeat.
He's leveled up, and he's going to do what Dana has wanted him to do for a very long time, and I just think it sucks because we can't tease Dana about her live and sin partner anymore after August 4th.
You'll find something new.
I'm sure you will. Yes, you
not
will.
Not worried about that.
So,
well, we're happy for you, Dana.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Honestly. And now just to my deal, just I got a little deal I'd like to add to this.
Do you really?
Wow, how did we know that was going to happen?
I am so surprised right now.
Producer Dana is getting married, and basically Joe walked out of the room yesterday, and Dana and I have this two-way thing in the room where I hit a button, she hits a button, it's like a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, he talks a lot, actually. You guys don't realize how talkative he is.
He never shuts up.
No, really. He doesn't.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, it opens up and just keeps going. So Joe walks out because nobody likes to share anything with Joe because everyone just keeps secrets from him. So Joe gets up to go get
a
Lunchable.
I'm loose-lipped, that's why.
Yeah, you're very loose-lipped. Joe gets up to go get a Lunchable, and I forget what we were talking about yesterday, and Dana said, so Kenny and I are getting married. Pretty much.
I think I was telling him that my cousin said that Kenny was very buff. I think that's how it started. Somehow it evolved into we're getting married.
Yeah. Somehow she just said something about, we're getting married. I said, you're getting married? I said, when? She said, August 4th. I said, whoa, no way, Dana, blah, blah, blah. And then Joe came back in, and I said, don't say anything. So we turned the microphones off, and Joe doesn't know what's going on. And then ultimately I told Dana, I said, tell Joe what you just said. And she goes, I'm getting married. So I said, okay, well, we got to talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
I said, do your family and all your friends know? And she said, yeah, we could talk about it. So here's the thing, though. Before Joe walked in, I said, So, Dana, am I invited?
You said we. I mean, did I? Yes, you actually did say we.
Okay, so I said, are we invited?
You included me.
I meant me and my wife.
Oh, oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's what you meant by we.
Yeah, I said, are we invited?
Him and his perverted personality.
Yeah.
Dana paused for a really long, uncomfortable time, and she said this. She said, yeah, if you want to go. I was like, what? Okay, I know I kind of stepped over the line when I did the self-invitation. But Dana equally slung mud when she waited like for 4 seconds and said, yeah, if you want to. Well, I was like, really?
Let me tell you, as someone who's already had a dog at the wedding, don't invite him.
Thank you, Joe.
Don't do that.
This is the deal, though. This is the deal. I have a very large family on both sides, and we have about 50 people we can fit into our backyard. This is going to be a small backyard wedding.
Yeah.
So the reason I paused is because I already have to eliminate family members.
I'm okay with that.
But...
Of course you are.
Yeah, I don't care.
Who's
yeah,
getting yeah. the boot?
When you say it like that, Dana, what I envision in my head is you see the wooden fences that go around folks' backyard. You just see just bursting at the seam for people.
Yeah, looks like a bunch of ballpark hot dogs in a pot.
They're going to fall through it.
The other thing, too, is we're catering. So yesterday at some point after the show, I told them, I was like, well, if you don't eat, you can come. Because we're only catering for 50 people.
Well, but what's wrong with checking? And see, Dana's being serious about this, and this is somewhat hurtful. She legitimately doesn't really care that we're there or not. She doesn't think enough of us to have us at her wedding. And she's worried about food, and she doesn't even
want
to invite us.
Well, I don't want people to be hungry.
She does care.
No, she doesn't.
She has to cut family members out.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that, but my family would not be.
I want you on the radio right now. I want you to list the family members that you like less than us. That are going to be at your wedding.
Well, there's Uncle Bob, and then there's cousin Lisa. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, Dana, are all the family members that are attending, are they on your daily calendar as often as we are? Do you spend
Yes, they are not. I do not spend as much time with them, but some of them are in Oregon.
Yeah.
So I can't physically spend enough time with them.
Okay, but is there anyone that's going to your wedding that you like less than us?
I don't know.
No, there's
that's
no
a
way
weird
that's
question.
Gonna, that she
it's,
likes
it's not,
less than us.
If you have 50 people that are coming to a wedding, if you have 50 people from two sides of a family, I guarantee there's people in there that she's invited that she does not like. And you don't have to answer that truthfully, but I had a...
No, we're not inviting people we don't like, but that's mostly like... We have an old group of friends that we are cherry picking the people we actually
those are friends.
I'm just going to say, now do you think that they're not going to invite any of their friends to the wedding too? After you get through their giant families, they got to get some friends.
Friends is like, it's tiny in comparison. I mean, I have a gigantic family.
Okay, but out of that gigantic family, is there anyone on the list that you gave a sympathy invite to because they're family?
No.
So everyone that's there that's showing up from the family.
I mean, unless you count Kenny's mom.
She's only got 50 people that can be there.
Oh, okay.
Think about how hard that would be.
Well, I want to go, and Dana doesn't want us there. She went, if you want to go. I'm like, well, now I don't.
I was confused because for a second I was like, you really want to go to my wedding?
Yeah. The way that we're going to go, we don't get invited.
Yes.
We come on in.
Is this what you're
going to
do?
We're the crash bandicoots.
No. So here's the deal. Here's the deal, Dana.
I do not want a wedding crasher scenario.
Yeah, you can invite us, or we'll Vince Vaughn Owen Wilson your ass.
In fact, my sister. So you're going to have a third person because my sister keeps threatening to crash my wedding, even though she's invited.
Yeah.
Hey, forget that, Mike and Dave. Dog and Joe need wedding dates.
Yeah. And you know who's going to sleep with your
mom?
That
movie's great.
Remember the movie Wedding Crashers? I'll be sleeping with someone's mama.
Yeah.
All right, who's bringing their
mom
to Dana's
wedding? She is probably listening right now, sir, and probably my father.
Well, hey, sorry,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff's listening.
Wedding crashers have no moral conscience.
Probably a good thing your wife is
not
listening.
I'm sorry, Jeff, they don't. They have
no my wife knows that when I crash weddings, that's what I do. We did that during our ceremony.
That's your hall pass.
That's how we've lasted 22 years, is every now and again I wedding crash.
There's an addendum.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you truly don't have room for Joe and I.
No.
I mean, if that's legitimate, then I'll stop asking. But I was really hurt, and I was really upset last night.
Here's
I thought,
the
well,
thing.
Dana doesn't want us there.
It's not going to be like this big, fancy thing. We have a small little ceremony that we're going to have before most of the people come by. It's just going to be a small thing. and it's just a party afterwards. So it's we're just throwing the reception.
Who's going to marry you?
Our friend Felix.
Okay. I was thinking about maybe getting online and get me one of the marriage certificates so I could marry
people. So this is the coveted thing, apparently. This is why my sister is mad at me, because she really wants to be the officiator or whatever
it
is.
Everyone does that now.
You can do it real easy.
She really wants to do it. She wants to officiate our wedding, and we really wanted our friend Felix to do it.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah, when it comes down to your wedding, you can't worry about other people's feelings.
No, I don't care about other people's feelings.
Someone always gets hurt. Someone always gets uninvited. Someone always gets upset, like I'm upset right now because I wasn't invited, but I want to go back to Joe wanting to be an officiator at a wedding.
Badly.
You can't. You're not married. Someone that's not married should have no power to marry others.
But
you're not married.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I got to. There's a lot of people that aren't married that marry. We're not priests.
They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be marrying other people. You should have 20 years under your belt before you can marry others.
Well, what if you got married, divorced, but then fixed yourself good enough to get remarried again to that same person? Now that is a marriage. Someone who could marry someone.
No,
you messed it up. You fixed it.
What that was a mistake to begin with. Yes.
What Dog is saying is he's saying he wants to officiate my wedding because he has 22 years of marriage.
That's right. That's right.
Race me for the officiating title.
Well, yeah, race me. I already win. I've got 22 years under my belt. All I need is a black jacket. I just go up there and I'm Father Dog.
We have to take some kind of an online test.
No, actually, I want to be the Dog Father. That's what you call me, Dog Father.
I kind of like that.
See, you got to have a cool name if you're going to marry people.
I somewhat like
Dogfather.com. Official online officiator of all weddings.
Oh, yeah. You're going to franchise and market the crap out of this, aren't you?
Yeah, the Dog Father.
I want to go back to this Wedding Crashers thing. Which one of you is Owen Wilson and which one is Vince Vaughn?
Owen.
Which one slept with the mom?
I think it was Owen Wilson.
Okay, well, I want to be Owen Wilson during that scene, and then I go back to being Vince Vaughn.
You can't do that. Yeah. I am not going to be that crazy person Vince Vaughn was with in that movie.
You don't want people touching you under the table, Joe?
Not that girl.
She's pretty, but
she was wild.
Yeah. I love that movie. So
this is the thing, though. I think you're going to hate the way we're doing it. It's kind of picnic. We have a big, long yard.
Like a potluck?
No, not a potluck. We're catering, like I said. But
aren't you getting banh mi's?
No, it is.
You don't want me to go to the wedding, cater it with banh mi's.
No, it's tacos.
Oh, you're having tacos? Mm-hmm.
Really?
And the guy's coming from San Jose.
Oh, wow.
It's legit. Oh,
wow.
Apparently.
I gotta be honest, that sounds awesome.
So, could I wear shorts?
Yes, it's totally casual.
Oh, so no button up and all that?
It's to the point where I want my friend Felix to wear those shirt tuxes, the joking shirt tux.
I have one of those.
I'm totally fine. It's not I'm going to dress up. Kenny's probably going to dress up, but it's not. It's just a super chill, laid back.
So no jacket, no tie, none of that.
Totally chill. And then we're just gonna throw out blankets on the grass, and people can hang out and kind of picnic style on the grass.
So, oh my god, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Why don't you just wait? Because for the people out there that don't know this, Dana's gonna have a home birth. She's got a midwife. Mm-hmm. She's got a doula. She's gonna give birth to her second child in the backyard, and we've joked about putting it on Facebook, and Dana's laughed about it, but it's not a joke. And we're gonna
it's not a joke.
We're going to get a whatchamacallit, a drone.
One of those old candy bars?
I mean, I already have one, so good.
We're getting a drone to film this. And why don't you just have the wedding on the same day you give birth?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Well, I mean, yeah, why not? Just get married and then go into labor, and then everyone's there, and then everyone gets to meet your husband and your son or
my
daughter.
My baby.
How do these thoughts come in and out of your head without drugs? I'm curious.
I'm very, very financially
conscious.
The
hamster's always running up there.
Yeah, I'm trying to save Dana money, and to get all these people coming from out of state, why not give them a show they've never gotten at a conventional wedding? Let's give them a birth.
I mean, you would be getting a show you've never seen.
It is a show.
A birth and a wedding in the same.
How boring is that? How stupid is that? Oh, I'm going to lift up my white gown, and I'm going to slide off my garter and throw it to the girls out there, and then I'm going to throw a bouquet.
I
want to see uterine travel. I
want to see placenta.
Yes, I want placenta. I don't want to see a bride and groom smash cake in each other's face. I want to see a baby crowning. And I want to see Dana's feet up and a midwife. I want to see live birth at a wedding.
I mean, you're not going to see any of those things anyway, because there's no cake, there's no garter.
Yeah, I got to hit the pause button. What do you mean you're not doing the garter?
We're not. It's just a party.
You got to give Kenny a garter.
No, we don't even have an area really to do a dance for. So, I mean, it's just a a hangout.
Oh, so you're saying
time.
No jacket, no tie, and no dancing.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah, this is a pretty good wedding, right?
Invite or no invite, I will be there. And you know what? If you don't let me in, I'll just sit out there in my truck and honk the horn.
Until you let me in. All the other weddings you go to.
So I have to send Bubba an invite, too, is what I have to do.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Dana.
You're going to have to not invite 3 or 4 people just so Bubba can park.
I know.
Are you embarrassed, Dana? Is that why you don't want Joe and I to go? Do you think
no, that you guys can totally go? That.
She's embarrassed of you. I would show up nice.
I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to do this. Like, we're trying to get everything, you know.
Well, I'm not getting you a wedding gift if I can't go to the party.
No, here's the deal, though. If you do come, you have to bring the cat flat at this point. That's your wedding gift to me.
Oh, the cat house I bought. Mm-hmm.
I'm still unsure as to why she doesn't have that yet.
Because he lives south and I live north. That's why.
Poor thing.
And now the cats are actually using it.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're sleeping on the roof.
They actually do like the roof a lot.
Yeah, they love the roof of it. They won't go in the damn thing. But anyway, why are you doing this, Dana? Why are you marrying now? Are you getting married before the second's born because you were upset that you had Liv out of wedlock?
No. In fact, I'm totally fine. There is no urgency or push on my end. This all started back in December, and Kenny's kind of the one pushing it. So,
I thought there was an urgency kind
of. No, I've always wanted to get married to him, but I, like, a long time ago, I was like, well, he just takes forever to do everything, so I just stopped, you know, like,
you knew
counting
one
down
day or
the
whatever.
Seconds or, you know, whatever. So, I'm fine. I would prefer to not get married at 9 months pregnant. That'd be cool.
Well, I was going to say, most women don't want to put the dress on and have the photos and do the ceremony when the belly's bulging. And you know that these photos are going to, you know, they're going to be in your house and in your life forever.
But then again, that makes a really cute wedding photo
for the bride
to be pregnant. That's a cute picture.
The thing about us is we don't do anything the right way. Like, I mean, we had a kid, then we bought a house, and now we're going to get married. I mean, we just do it all backwards. It's fine.
You guys should get married on bikes, you know, while you're biking around. That's all they do.
Bicycles.
Bike anyway. Have that Felix guy bike and just have the whole wedding party bike and
that'd
just get
be
married,
really cool.
Like, you know, downtown.
I mean, bicycles will be a part of it. We're going to try and put together the brew bike for my family the night before so we can all go hang out and do the brew bike, and I will just be pregnant and pedaling.
Why can't I do that?
You can come.
Yeah, I'd like
you
to do that.
You just have to pay for your seat. I'm not paying for your seat.
Oh, God. Man.
I'd like to do that, but I don't really want to pedal.
Yeah, I don't want to pay. You don't want to pedal. I guess we won't go to that.
Yeah. But I want to do like a little thing where we ride off on a tandem bicycle together. So I just have to find a tandem.
Oh, God.
Gosh, I like that.
We actually work together very well on a tandem.
Do you guys have trees in the backyard?
Crepe myrtles, yeah.
Okay, do you have shade?
Towards the end of the afternoon.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. So.
But it might be a little sunny.
What are you
thinking
about where you're going to take a nap?
No, I'm just I'm just thinking about what I'm going to wear. I'm already accessorizing because I'm going.
Okay.
I'm already accessorizing.
Right. So are the family, is everybody happy that you're finally doing this?
Yeah, they are.
And what are you going to do to actually get married? Are you going to go to the courthouse?
That part, I know I have to go get my marriage certificate, so that's like the first thing on the list.
Yeah.
And then I know that there's some stuff that Felix has to do, like he has to witness certain things.
Yeah, he has to sign off and notarize the paperwork and file.
Yeah, so I know that there's a couple things we have to do, but we need to figure that part out.
I'm a pro with courthouse weddings. Tell her, Joe. I've gone to a bunch of them.
Well, what I want you to pay attention to is the price of your wedding. You'll notice just how relatively inexpensive it is to get married.
Uh-huh.
Then I want you to keep that in mind every time you guys have an argument or a disagreement in the future coming up, because it is not that expensive to end the marriage.
Yeah, you mean it's a lot more expensive to end the marriage than it is to get married.
Woo! Well, especially at this point, because we're hopefully keeping it under a grand. So
it's like 99% more expensive to get divorced.
Hey, and now you know why I've been married 22 years. My wife, she wants to leave me, and when she says my wife gets in her car a lot of nights, and I what I do before I go to bed, you know, most people, they lock up the house and all that. They might set the alarm. They'll make sure the blinds are closed. They might get a drink of water. Every night before I go to bed, what I do is I walk out into the garage and I put a boot on my wife's car, like those towing boots when you park illegally. I put one of those on so she can't leave in the middle of the night and leave me. That's what I do.
Yeah. Does she have to pay a fine to get out of the boot?
Yes. I'm leaving. Really? Well, there's a boot on all four wheels of your car. All right. Coming up, we got to talk about Tuesday, too much other stuff on a Tuesday. Dana, congratulations. congratulations.
Thank congratulations.
We will talk more about it. And I got to get Kenny's ear, too. I got to talk to him before this thing goes through,
This is the thing, though. This is the first time... Well, Joe's met Kenny, like, once or twice before.
I've never met him.
This is the first time you're going to meet Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it is, Dana? Do you not want me to meet Kenneth?
Yeah, I just like to hide him
from
you. I think
you're hiding him.
Prolong it as long as possible.
Or maybe Joe's in on the joke with me, and Kenny's fictional.
Oh.
I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have him thinking a little bit.
Yeah. Now Joe's upset, too, though. Kenny's fictional. He was like my male soulmate.
Dog and Joe.